This is Jay Sekulow. The destination is Jerusalem. It's ISIS. My guest, Middle East Bureau Chief for CBN News, Chris Mitchell.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Jihad John, whose real name is Muhammad Emwazi, grew up in West London. He is educated and from a well-to-do background. These facts conflict with the stereotype that ISIS recruits are poor and lack opportunity.
Medium and longer term, to go after the root causes that leads people to join these groups, whether it's lack of opportunity for jobs.
Our citizens, our world today is actually, despite ISIL, despite the visible killings that you see and how horrific they are, we are actually living in a period of less daily threat to Americans and to people in the world than normally, less deaths, less violent deaths today than through the last century.
When the final accounting is done, 2014 will have been the most lethal year for global terrorism in the 45 years such data has been compiled.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, quite the conflict between the FBI director and James Clapper, rather, and the Secretary of State. You got the Secretary of State saying we're in the safest period of time, which is absurd with the nature of what's been going on in the Middle East. Yeah, compared to World War II? Yeah, you say the last century. But the reality is we've got 220 Christians now in Syria who have been taken by ISIS in Syria. The men have been separated. We're going to be joined, by the way, in the next segment of the broadcast by Chris Mitchell, the Middle East Bureau Chief for CBN News out of Jerusalem. He'll be in our studios here. He's got a brand new book out, Destination Jerusalem. But the activity increased, the level of activity that's been increased in the Middle East by ISIS is unprecedented. James Clapper is the director of the National Intelligence. Let's play that bite again. Listen to what he said.
When the final accounting is done, 2014 will have been the most lethal year for global terrorism in the 45 years such data has been compiled. About half of all attacks as well as fatalities in 2014 occurred in just three countries, Iraq, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. ISIL conducted more attacks than any other terrorist group in the first 9 months of 2014.
So here's the question that we asked Jordan, and that is this. You've got an absolute disconnect between the State Department and the director of national intelligence.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's pretty, again, we have to live in reality of the world we're living in. It's not the world wars of the early 19 to mid 1900s. We are dealing with the threat of terrorism, and the threat of terrorism is on the rise. So when you look at just in the situation in Iraq and the number of deadly attacks, the director of national intelligence, very clear. And yet you hear from Secretary Kerry, the world may be a safer place than during World War II. Well, okay, but that's not the threat we're facing now. We're not facing the same kind of problems we are in Europe and even in Eastern Europe. It's different. We're facing a threat of real radical Islam right here at home. When, you know, three people are arrested by the FBI, you don't really need to explain it any more than that.
No, the reality is I think that we have to have a clear understanding of who the enemy is. And then you ask yourself this question. What's the reluctancy of the President of the United States to not engage our unbelievably sophisticated best military in the world to defeat a jihadist army that we can clearly defeat? Why the hesitation, Mr. President? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I want to encourage you to call if you've got any questions on this. If you want to know about the plight of Christians in Iraq, in the Middle East, we're going to be joined by a real expert, Chris Mitchell, Bureau Chief for CBN News in Jerusalem. We're thrilled to have him with us in our studios today. And we'll be taking your calls at 800-684-3110. I'm also happy to report that we've got a big response. We're at 110,000 signatures on our petition to don't limit our next president with President Obama's failed foreign policies. You can join that petition at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We encourage you to make that call and add your name to that petition. Also, in the last few days of the month here, folks, your support of the ACLJ is going to put us over the top for the month of February. Go to aclj.org with your donations or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
The The deadly reach of ISIS, the Islamic State, is expanding. At a time when radical Islamists ramp up their brutality with the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians, President Obama is now trying to force his failed foreign policy on our next president. That's right, the president has sent an authorization for the use of military force to Congress that would restrict our nation's fight against ISIS. Even worse, it would tie the hands of the next president, a flawed strategy that would remain in place even after President Obama leaves office. As ISIS keeps advancing, now is not the time to tie our hands. The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to send a clear message. Say no to President Obama's failed policies. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
The world is sleeping. Welcome them for just believing. I can't stand to see this evil.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. And of course, that song, Where We Stand, is a song that our band here, Jay Sekulow Live, put together last Christmas time or last fall. And it talks about the plight of the persecuted church. A very good friend of ours is in our studios here in our media center, and that is Chris Mitchell. He's the Middle East Bureau Chief for CBN News. We're glad our television audience is with us as well because people know Chris Mitchell with his incredible reporting from Jerusalem for CBN for decades. He's got a brand new book out, Destination Jerusalem, ISIS, Convert or Die, Christian Persecution, and Preparing for the Days Ahead. Chris, thanks for being with us.
It's great to be with you, Jay.
This is a situation, obviously, we're very concerned with, and I want to start with, we've got right now a political issue here in the United States, and that is we've got a request from the president for a utilization of armed military forces. You've got a statement in there. Let me let Jordan quickly summarize. Summarize again, Jordan, our concern point in that authorization, and that is the lack, of course, of really engaging military boots on the ground.
That's right. I mean, what's concerning is the president's own limiting language, using new terms of really trying to describe armed conflict, like enduring ground forces. And what does that even mean? That's not a term that you can go and try to even put any parameters on. So it could be a real restriction on this present, future present. And so Congress is in this situation where we haven't seen this really before in the Obama presidency, where a Republican-led House and Senate is really looking at expanding the power more than what the president has requested and sending that back to the White House, to the president, for the authorization.
So, Chris, following up on that, you've been in the region, you've been with the Peshmerga, you've been with the troops, the Kurds that have been fighting here. This lack of clear direction from the United States, how's that playing right now?
Very bad in the Middle East, I think. We were just in Jordan just a few weeks ago, right after that Jordanian pilot was burned alive. One of the men on the streets told us, you can't lead from behind. He says, no more. We need the leadership from the United States, and I think that's producing a vacuum right now in the Middle East, and especially as returns to ISIS.
We've got a lot of calls coming in. By the way, if you want to talk to us, it's 800-684-3110. Chris's book, Destination Jerusalem. Where's the best place for people to get the book?
The website, DestinationJerusalemBook.com or Amazon.com.
All right, so Amazon.com or DestinationJerusalemBook.com, and I encourage you, we'll put links up on Facebook as well, to get that book. Let me go to the next question here, Chris, one you and I just were talking about as we were doing some video, and that is the state of the Christians in Iraq and Syria right now. We've got the report this morning. The 90 is now 220.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The men have been separated, which puts their fate in terrible jeopardy.
Right.
You've been there. What is the situation right now on the ground?
Well, for tens of thousands of Christians, they had to face four choices. They could convert to Islam. They could leave their homes that they lived in for years. They could pay the jizya tax, which sometimes they couldn't even afford. Or they could die by the sword. And this is the awful choice that many of these Christians are having to make right now. Literally thousands of Christians have fled their homes. They're living in refugee tents. They're living in homes or schools or churches and really have very little future and hope right now.
Jordan, following up on what Chris just said, do you get a sense that the administration understands the depth and scope of what is going on over there?
No, I mean, it seems to me that they are trying to, one, downplay the threat, the worldwide threat of the Islamic State, and at the same time, they recognize the terror that has been invoked on not just, other Muslims, as they love to try to say, but really trying to make extinct these minority communities. And I think that is a goal of ISIS, and we know that's a goal of ISIS, is to destroy the remnants of Christianity, to destroy the history of Christianity. So whether it's the buildings or the people, both are at serious risk. And yet what the administration's trying to do, as we played in the soundbite from Secretary of State John Kerry, is try to say, well, if you look at the overall world, it's a safer place than, you know, 1942. And while that may be the case for many people, we are now dealing with these threats and attacks, like in Paris, like the three arrested in Brooklyn, New York, who were publicly putting forward their allegiance towards ISIS on webpage, so they were pretty easy to find. How many people are a little bit smarter than that? I mean, these were the three that were the most obvious and most public. So we're having to deal with this threat here, and the threat of these kind of attacks sends a very different signal to people when they occur, and it does impact the entire world every time we see this. And for the Christians, you know, it's fighting for their existence.
Let me play Secretary Kerry's soundbite here, because I think you need to understand the scope of what this is before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. I think it's this utilization of history that's not a fair comparison. Take a listen.
Our citizens, our world today is actually, despite ISIL, despite the visible killings that you see and how horrific they are, we are actually living in a period of less daily threat to Americans and to people in the world than normally, less deaths, less violent deaths today than through the last century.
Chris, the problem with that, of course, is he's comparing it to the last century, which includes World War I and World War II. Mm-hmm. So I think we are engaged in a bit of a world war here, if you define world war as a situation where you've got multi-governments attacking multi-governments. And it's this kind of, but it's a different kind of battle. But for those Christians that you've been with, I want you to, you know, let's share this story about this New Testament, this Bible, because folks that are listening on radio and our television audience, you're going to see this. But folks on radio, let me tell you something. This is a moving story. Chris is holding in his hand right now a Bible. I'll let him describe it. But listen to how this came about. This is a very moving story.
Well, we interviewed many of the Christians that had been expelled by ISIS. And this is the New Testament given to me by a man named Fadi. And he says in the inside, I escaped from the terrorists in Mosul in July 17, 2014. We interviewed him. He didn't want to be seen on camera except from behind.
Right.
So he still felt in danger. He still felt, actually, you could just almost sense the dread in his voice and his demeanor. And he had an 8-year-old son. He had a teenage daughter, and he just broke down during our interview. And he said that he actually said on the interview, he said, Jesus saved them, meaning ISIS, and forgive them, and also save him in his plight. Now, when he was attacked by ISIS, they came into his house, they searched it, and they found two New Testaments. This is one of them. It's a camouflage New Testament on the cover, given to him by a U.S. serviceman. The other New Testament they found had an American flag on the inside. So when they found these, they accused him of being either a missionary or a spy, and they threatened to kill him.
Yeah, and Jordan, that is, within the Islamic world, the missionary or spy is the threat to national security. That's what they always take their actions to justify their horrific acts. That's whether, by the way, it's ISIS or whether it's Iran.
Yeah, that just goes to the totalitarian Islamic governments. And so that's the modus operandi. In fact, that's the usual charge, is that you're somehow subverting national security. And we see that with Saeed Abedini's situation in Iran, where he's charged with national security crimes. And basically, being a Christian means that you are somehow a threat to those governing, even when you are very small minorities. And I know Chris can talk about this, but for people to understand, these are already people, these Christian communities, that are in very tough situations. They were already facing persecution, economic trouble. This is not a group that's got a lot of resources to defend themselves.
Chris?
Yeah, and just to follow up on the story, he gave me this New Testament. He only had two, and I wasn't sure I should accept it, but I felt I did. It was so a special gift from him. And I keep it as a reminder of the thousands of Christians who are facing ISIS throughout the Middle East. I mean, there's persecution going on in Egypt as well. Libya, we saw the 21 Christian Coptics that were tragically beheaded. But it's a reminder, and I think part of the reason for the book, and it's exactly what you're doing, Jay and Jordan, is a lot helping the West know what's happening to our brothers and sisters in the Middle East, the threats they're facing from ISIS, sometimes life or death threats.
The book is Destination Jerusalem. It's available on Amazon. It's available at DestinationJerusalemBook.com. We encourage you to go there. Jordan, let's go ahead and take Linda's call before the break here.
Absolutely. Linda is calling in. Let's go right to Linda. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I'm a Christian grandma here in Germantown, Wisconsin.
Yep.
And last year, I never even heard of ISIS.
Right.
Now, we all know that they're not going away. They're expanding and crucifying Christians. I've been praying and praying and praying for my brothers and sisters in the Lord. You know, the Obama administration, as what you just said, feel that the world is safer than it's ever been in the last 100 years. And
well, tell that to the 200. You know what I say to that, Linda? Tell that to the 220 Christians that were abducted yesterday, the 21 Egyptians that were killed 2 weeks ago, the American girl that was killed 2 weeks ago. I mean, the list and the reporters that have been killed. But go ahead and finish your comment.
It just breaks my heart. So the only thing that these politicians understand are votes. That's it. I contacted my Missouri Synod Lutheran Church in Germantown, Wisconsin here, trying to get people, we got to get together. We got to collectively as Christians, minimum a petition. Collectively, can we start a march? Can we get together?
Let me tell you what has to happen right now. I mean, we're going to a hard break here, and Linda, I appreciate your call. What we have to do right now is defeat the existing authorization for use of military force that the president's proposing. Not that we don't want utilization of military force. We don't want another failed policy being put forward in this authorization for use of military force that bootstraps, understand this, folks, the next president of the United States. You can't do that. So there's going to be an alternate proposal. We're already seeing the White House realizing that they're in serious trouble on this. So what we need everybody to do is we're at 109,798. Let's get to 110,000 before the end of this broadcast, easily. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I urge you to make that call. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Chris Mitchell's great book, Destination Jerusalem, available at DestinationJerusalemBook.com or Amazon.com. Our book, Rise of ISIS, out as well. We encourage you to get these books, folks. Study these issues. We'll be back with your calls in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The deadly reach of ISIS, the Islamic State, is expanding. At a time when radical Islamists ramp up their brutality with the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians, President Obama is now trying to force his failed foreign policy on our next president. That's right. The president has sent an authorization for the use of military force to Congress that would restrict our nation's fight against ISIS. Even worse, it would tie the hands of the next president, a flawed strategy that would remain in place even after President Obama leaves office. As ISIS keeps advancing, now is not the time to tie our hands.
The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to send a clear message. Say no to President Obama's failed policies. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
For our television audience, you're going to actually see the performance of that song with our friend Ricky Skaggs in this episode of the broadcast, or certainly if not this week's, next week's. So you'll be listening to that. The book is Destination Jerusalem. It's by Chris Mitchell. We encourage you to get it. Also, folks, it is time to take action. We had the first caller saying, what can we do? We've got to get this authorization for military force put in place. Jordan, what is it that let's be clear here. So we always like to know the clear call to action, what we're asking these our members to do, which are responding in big numbers here, by the way, but what we're asking them to do.
Well, we're asking Congress really to make it clear to President Obama not to limit his own military strategists and commanders and also the future president. So it's a petition, really, and it's a message that is getting to Congress. And so I encourage people to continue speaking out, because as we speak, they are literally putting this together right now. So this is a petition to the members of Congress to hold firm. Many of them have disagreed with the administration on the plan. Now, they can't force President Obama's hand in exactly what to do. But what they can do is say, we're not going to limit your power, which is kind of what President Obama, it looks like, at least wanted from this authorization use of military force. So he could only go so far and had no other options. And what we want members of Congress to do is make sure that every option is available to our armed forces and to the commanders who will be carrying out these missions.
I want to encourage people. Here's what the petition says. It says, say no to a third term of President Obama's failed foreign policy. President Obama's trying to, and we know this is true, folks, to force his foreign policy on the next president, because the authorization declaration would be for a three-year period. He's trying to basically create a third term of foreign policies. The very week that this was promoted by the president, of course, ISIS was on an incredible, as they continually are, acquiring more land, but also killing more people. And then to put these policies onto the next president, to us, is absurd. So we need you to sign on to that petition. Everybody that's listening should do it at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We encourage you to do that. Let's take another phone call. Our guest in the studio, by the way, Chris Mitchell, we're thrilled to have him in the studio with us. We normally get him from Jerusalem, but he's in town today. So, of course, Chris is the Middle East Bureau Chief for CBN News, does a fantastic job. Let's get another call in, Jordan.
Justin's calling in from Nevada on line 6. Justin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Oh, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you great.
Hey, good morning. Hey, just to, I guess, quantify my point or my comment right now. I did 8 years in the Marine Corps.
Thank you for your service.
Veteran.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. I fought Al Sadr in on the Joff in 2004-2005.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the Mahdi militia. Hmm. All right. And what I'm seeing here is there's something deeper going on, and we need to get to the bigger cause of all these shenanigans that are going on, and that is Obama. Okay. Al-Qaeda was enemy number one in 2001. Okay.
Right.
And now he's letting them use our airplanes for bomb strikes. That just came out.
Well,
who's our enemy? Well, we have Muslim Brotherhood. Okay.
Yeah.
They were our enemy, and now we're arming them.
Well,
now,
look, I'm the Muslim Brotherhood getting ammunition when that government was in power in Egypt, and we're sending them tanks. It was like sending the armaments, Chris, to the enemies of Israel, so that fortunately that government's gone now. But Justin brings up again, and thank you for your service, Justin, mm-hmm. brings up a very important point, and that we've tended to in the Middle East. It seems like we've picked the wrong side just about every time.
Exactly. And one thing we just did just a few days ago was make a report of what the Egyptians are reacting to some Muslim Brotherhood supporters or advocates going to the State Department, actually having a picture taken in front
with
of the State Department,
yeah, the State
seal
Department. Right.
With the four-finger salute, which is the Muslim Brotherhood salute. And so what Al-Sisi is furious about, that many of the Egyptian commentators are just saying, why is the White House, why is the State Department meeting with Muslim Brotherhood, what they've declared a terrorist organization?
So, Jordan, let's talk about this, because this made a lot of news in the United States, as it should have. But why in the world would Muslim Brotherhood leadership be in front of the State Department, where you've got meetings this week, I know, in Washington tomorrow. Why in the world would the administration allow this?
Well, you know, they've constantly shown sympathy towards these groups, even when, I mean, they're no longer in power. They've been, you know, the Egyptian people quickly rejected the way that they were governing and attempting to govern, and their really lack of ability and aligning themselves with groups like Hamas, causing more trouble in Egypt after people risking their life to see some positive changes in government. And yet, again, we see this administration, the Muslim Brotherhood has been treated very differently. And, you know, when they have ties to Hamas directly, ties to terror organizations, typically when they have these events, there are people, you know, in those meetings, it's constant almost, that are tied to very bad people and very bad things. And we see that often.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Well, if you want to know the nature of the threat right now, you know, some people say, oh, this isn't a threat in the United States. Tell that to the FBI director, who's a friend of mine, James Comey. Listen to number four.
I tell my state and local partners, this is about all of us being connected tightly to each other. This isn't a New York phenomenon or a Washington phenomenon. This is all 50 states, and in ways that are very hard to see, right? Because it's highly unlikely that it's going to be a federal agent who will first see or hear about someone acting in strange ways on social media or acting in a strange way at a religious institution or an educational institution or in the community. It's going to be a deputy sheriff. It's going to be a police officer who knows that neighborhood.
So when we say, Chris, when the administration says it's not an existential threat, tell that to the FBI director. He knows what this is.
Yeah, exactly. Almost schizophrenic in what they're saying right now. I think it goes, Jay and Jordan, to something we talk about in the book about know your enemy. It
yes.
seems like the Obama and the administration has constantly underestimated ISIS. First they call it a JV team.
Right.
Then we talk in the book about in September, he said that ISIS was not Islamic. And he said, and so what we do in the book is talk to former Muslims who go step by step through either the Quran or the Hadith or the life of Muhammad. They are following exactly what Muhammad followed. And and this is something that we need to understand as our enemy. There's a quote by Sun Tzu, the Chinese military tactician, who said, if you know yourself and know your enemy, you need not fear the outcome of 100 battles. If you know yourself and not your enemy, for every victory you achieve, you shall suffer defeat. If you know not yourself nor your enemy, you shall suffer defeat in every battle. And unfortunately, I think we're seeing that we're not knowing our enemy, and many times we're not knowing ourselves.
All right, folks, we've got a lot more ahead. If you're not getting the full hour of the broadcast, and of course you are on SiriusXM, just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it live there. We'll take more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Our friend Chris Mitchell has a great book out. It's called Destination Jerusalem. It's available at Amazon. It's also available at DestinationJerusalemBook.com. He's got a tour coming up. Where's information about that? Same place?
InspirationCruises.com.
Yeah, InspirationCruises.com. Chris has got a great tour of the Holy Land coming up. And if you want to get an inside look at what's really going on, do it with Chris Mitchell. It's a great way to do it. We encourage you to do that as well. Folks, we need you to take action, and that's an important part of what we're doing on this broadcast. I'm thrilled that our television audience is here with us. Thrilled to have Chris in the studio with us. But we need you to take action right now. We're at 109,896. Let's get to 110,000 right now. So go to ACLJ.org. Sign on to this petition so we don't have a third term of President Obama's failed foreign policies binding the next president of the United States. I think we're winning this, but we need your help. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget, if you enjoy this broadcast, support the work of the ACLJ. It's tax deductible. You could do it online. That's the easiest way at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook, and don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, available in bookstores everywhere. Back with your calls in just a moment.
As ISIS keeps advancing, now is not the time to tie our hands. The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to send a clear message. Say no to President Obama's failed policies. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
this restless feeling of unease.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. Chris Mitchell, the bureau chief for CBN News Jerusalem, is in our studios with us. We are taking your calls on the Middle East. And why is it that the president is so afraid to take direct action here? The FBI is very concerned about it. And let me explain to you why we know this. And I'm going to juxtapose two sound bites for you here. And folks, I want your comments on this at 800-684-3110. Secretary of Kerry talks about we're in the safest time in our history, or in the last, certainly last century. Take a listen to one.
Our citizens, our world today is actually, despite ISIL, despite the visible killings that you see and how horrific they are, we are actually living in a period of less daily threat to Americans and to people in the world than normally, less deaths, less violent deaths today than through the last century.
Yeah, well, he's including World War I and World War II. Now, that's the Secretary of State of the United States. Now, I want you to listen to our Director of the FBI, James Comey, number two.
This remains at the top of the FBI's list. The conversations I have with our state and local partners in all 50 states matter so much today because ISIL in particular is putting out a siren song through their slick propaganda through social media that goes like this. Troubled soul, come to the caliphate, right? You will live a life of glory. These are the apocalyptic end times. You will find a life of meaning here fighting for our so-called caliphate. And if you can't come, kill somebody where you are.
Okay, so Chris, and I want Jordan's comment on this, but let me go to you first, Chris. This is the tale of two cities, except it's coming out of the same administration. I believe Director Comey's got it right. I believe Secretary of State John Kerry's saying what the president wants him to say.
Exactly. And, you know, he referred to the apocalyptic times. Yeah. One of the things behind ISIS is that they really do believe this is an apocalyptic era that we're in, and they feel like this is the end times. And, you know, he mentioned the caliphate, and we talked about this earlier, Jay. For the first time in almost 100 years, an Islamic group has established a caliphate right now, yep, controlling territory. This has been the dream of Muslims ever since the last one was abolished in 1924.
So, Jordan, let's talk about the tale of two governments here. I mean, you've got the Secretary of State downplaying this significantly, and then you've got the FBI director saying the exact opposite.
And I don't know what we're gaining diplomatically. Like, let's assume for a minute that maybe this is, you know, on the one hand trying to handle, you know, allies around the world and different countries, and then on the other hand, our domestic and national security and things that the national intelligence would handle, and trying to play two routes. The problem with that is that it's not like ISIS has got allies, a lot of allies in the Muslim governments around the world. In fact, many of them, as Chris talked about in Jordan, and these situations where they're engaging at a level they've never engaged before. There are certainly some in these governments and monarchies that have got ties to funding groups that are terrorist organizations, and that's known. But for the the majority here, we can actually all unite around the idea that we have to get rid of ISIS. And yet, the administration is still trying to draw these parallels and downplay their threat. And you can tell that, you know, ask the Saudis, ask the Jordanians if they're downplaying that threat right now.
I'm going to play, when we come back from the break, the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper's comments on this. Now, he's involved in it every day, and he has a very different view than the Secretary of State. We are taking your calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We are thrilled that our television audience is here with us. Let me encourage you to get Chris Mitchell's book, Destination Jerusalem. You can go to destinationjerusalembook.com or amazon.com. The book is available there as well. Sign our petition. We're getting very close to 110,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're at the end of the month here, folks, so we encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. You could do that by making an online contribution at ACLJ.org. And let me encourage you, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
The deadly reach of ISIS, the Islamic State, is expanding.
At a time when radical Islamists ramp up their brutality with the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians, President Obama is now trying to force his failed foreign policy on our next president. That's right, the president has sent an authorization for the use of military force to Congress that would restrict our nation's fight against ISIS. Even worse, it would tie the hands of the next president, a flawed strategy that would remain in place even after President Obama leaves office. As ISIS keeps advancing, now is not the time to tie our hands. The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to send a clear message. Say no to President Obama's failed policies. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
I couldn't think of a more appropriate song than Fooling Yourself, because that's done by our band here. But the reality is, I think the administration is. We've got a call that's not happy with us on this. Thinks we're criticizing the president too much. We're taking your calls, by the way. We're going to put Verona on in a minute. But 1-800-684-3110, that's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go right to that phone call.
Verona in California, online too. Verona, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Verona.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, my comment is actually that you seem to, every show you have, you're harping on President Obama.
That's because I think his policies in the Middle East are a disaster. I think it's a failed foreign policy. I think we've picked the wrong side the president has on every single debate. He's downplaying the threat of, do you believe that there is a significant threat with these jihadists, Verona?
I do believe that.
Well, then don't have the Secretary of State come out and say it's the safest time to be in the world, because it's not, and then have your National Intelligence Director, James Clapper, say this, number seven.
When the final accounting is done, 2014 will have been the most lethal year for global terrorism in the 45 years such data has been compiled. About half of all attacks as well as fatalities in 2014 occurred in just three countries, Iraq, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. ISIL conducted more attacks than any other terrorist group in the first 9 months of 2014.
So, Verona, to be honest with you, I want Chris and Jordan to comment on this. I'll go to Chris first. I mean, we're criticizing the president because I am, because I believe this is a really, we have offices, as you know, they're in your offices in Jerusalem. We do a lot of work in the Middle East. This is a failed foreign policy, and we're paying a consequence for that.
Well, I think if you look back in 2007, President Bush at that time was advised to pull out of Iraq, and he listed step by step what would happen if they left a vacuum, and that's exactly what happened with ISIS. And that's President Obama ran on a policy to get us out of Iraq and Afghanistan, and it's left the field open for ISIS.
I think President Bush was prophetic here. Let me play you that soundbite.
I know some in Washington would like us to start leaving Iraq now. To begin withdrawing before our commanders tell us we are ready would be dangerous for Iraq, for the region, and for the United States. It would mean surrendering the future of Iraq to Al-Qaeda. It means that we'd be risking mass killings on a horrific scale. It would mean we allow the terrorists to establish a safe haven in Iraq to replace the one they lost in Afghanistan. It would mean increasing the probability that American troops would have to return at some later date to confront an enemy that is even more dangerous.
Jordan, this turned to be, I'm going to go to Chris in a moment, but this turned to be prophetic, and George W. Bush, as president of the United States, has been proven to be absolutely correct.
Well, that's right. I mean, the real problem is that we have created vacuums. We went in and we took out power structures. And then President Obama, who made all these pledges, was elected by the people twice to take the troops out. And now we're dealing with the reality of what we're facing from an ideology, which we are still coming around to as a nation, and especially when it comes to our leaders, of what we're dealing with and what we're going to have to fight, and how far these strains go and the connections go. It's not just a Syrian problem. It's not just an Iraq problem. It's a problem right in Brooklyn, New York. It's a problem in Mosque across the world, and it's a problem with even in, as they, you know, the Jihad John. They're saying, you know, he's from very educated West London family. And he's the one in the videos cutting people's heads off and sending out those messages. So they're not just recruiting from people who have economic difficulties or are disenfranchised.
Now, Chris, in your book, Destination Jerusalem, by the way, the link to purchase Chris's book is now up on our Facebook page, so we encourage you to go there. You can link right to it to buy it. You cover this. You did talk about this whole issue.
Yeah, we talked about that that very soundbite that you just played about President Bush. He was prescient and prophetic exactly what would happen if the tracks pulled. The troops pulled out and left a vacuum for ISIS.
Do the Christians in Iraq, do they blame us for this?
You know, you talked about Andrew White, and he said, I think, when he knew that the U.S. troops were coming out, he predicted this would happen, and he just thought it would be a bloodbath. And I think I think many times they feel abandoned, the Christians in the Middle East that from the West.
Folks, this is why we want you to stand up and speak out. We can't have three more years of a foreign policy in the Middle East that doesn't work. And this authorization for use of military force that the president put forward does exactly that. So I want to be very clear here, and that is we need you to take direct action. You could do that by going to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 and sign on that petition. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let me also say this. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We've got a lot of people that have been holding. 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, Jordan, let's take another call.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Randy in Ohio, line one. Randy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, can you hear me, Jay?
We hear you great.
Okay, I'm going to try to ask this the best way I can, and it might be elementary to you, but I'm trying to understand if ISIS goes into your bedroom or in your home and they find a Bible and they kill you, wouldn't they have to believe that what's in that Bible is true?
Well, no, they believe that is the infidel. I mean, if you look at their I know, Chris, you discussed some of this in the book, your book, Destination Jerusalem. We discuss it in Rise of ISIS. Randy, what it is the people of the book, Jews and Christians, are the enemy. And their brand of Islam, we are the enemy. I mean, unfortunately, it's in their theology. I mean, there have been reformers in the past. Unfortunately, those are not really speaking out, but that's in their theology.
Exactly. In Surah 8, number 12, it says that strike terror into the hearts of those that disbelieve. So this is exactly what they're doing. And not only are they doing it in Syria, in Iraq, but part of their strategy and their tactics is to strike terror. That's the motivation behind many of these videos, is to sow fear in people's hearts.
And this idea, Jordan, that when the president says, you know, and let's see if we have the bite where the president says ISIS is not Islamic. This is why we need this resolution that the president's putting forward to not happen. Because this is what the president of the United States said.
Now, let's make two things clear. ISIL is not Islamic. No religion condones the killing of innocents.
Okay, well, let me, breaking news. ISIS is Islamic. Let me repeat that so everybody understands. ISIS is Islamic. And this idea, this idea that this is a war on poverty is absurd. This is, we hate that this is the fact, but this is part of, Jordan, Islamic theology. We've studied it. We've looked at it. We've had experts on the broadcast on it. This is part of who they are.
That's right. And, you know, they are using
this element
of
Islam. Yeah.
They're not creating new texts to do this. And so what they're doing is they're going to the text. They're using it to recruit, and they're tapping into, I've been very forefront. I think there's a bloodlust. There is this this mistreatment of women. And this, again, that's, they're telling people this is the great place to be. This is where you get to live out your dreams. And they were doing this recruitment inside the Muslim world. They're not going outside the Muslim world. They're going inside the Muslim world to find people to leave their lives in the Western world, to go into the desert of war-torn areas and think that is what they should be doing and what's a better life for them. And so obviously there is a huge ideological and mindset problem if you're able to find people to do this.
So we talked about this earlier, Chris, when we were doing the video. What is it that's motivating? Why are they such a draw to people out of the West?
Well, because they're troubled souls, I think, as FBI director was saying, and they're trying to find people that would appeal to this kind of ideology. You know, we talked about too, not only people in the West, but also right now ISIS controls or governs about 8 to 12 million people. And just think of what they're doing is they're trying to indoctrinate a new generation into this jihadi ideology. And so this is something that we may be facing for years or generations.
I do believe it's an intergenerational conflict. It's of huge proportion. Folks, we are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. There's a lot going on. There's a lot we've got to deal with. We need you to be taking action with us as well. I'm going to tell you this. I think we're in a fight that's intergenerational in scope. And I want to be clear. I think this is a war with Islam. It's the radical element of Islam. But that element is right now the vocal element. I long for the day when the true reformers within Islam will come up and raise their head. Some have. We've had them on this broadcast, but not enough. And the reality is you've got 220 Christians that have been kidnapped from Syria. We don't know their fate as of today as we're on the air live. They've separated the men, which is obviously what ISIS does. We also know what ISIS does is has no hesitation whatsoever to behead or crucify Christians. That's their modus operandi. That's who they are. We've got to respond and we've got to fight back. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. Chris' book is Destination Jerusalem. You can get it at destinationjerusalembook.com or amazon.com. Our book, Rise of ISIS, is available as well. Chris has got a great tour out as well. We'll get links up to that as well. But let me encourage you to sign on this petition. Let me tell you what we can't afford. A third term of foreign policies that are failing in the Middle East. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment. Nothing the eye should ever see.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The deadly reach of ISIS, the Islamic State, is expanding. At a time when radical Islamists ramp up their brutality with the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians, President Obama is now trying to force his failed foreign policy on our next president. That's right, the president has sent an authorization for the use of military force to Congress that would restrict our nation's fight against ISIS. Even worse, it would tie the hands of the next president, a flawed strategy that would remain in place even after President Obama leaves office. As ISIS keeps advancing, now is not the time to tie our hands. The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to send a clear message. Say no to President Obama's failed policies. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Our guest in the studio is the author of Destination Jerusalem, Chris Mitchell, Middle East Bureau Chief for CBN News. Does a terrific job. Glad to have him in the audience. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Again, if you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Yeah, let's go to Bernard calling from Pennsylvania on line 4. Bernard, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bernard.
Hi. This is a two-part thing that I want to ask you about. Okay. My first thing is, we fought in the Middle East during the 90s in Desert Storm,
right,
and we beat the fourth largest army in the world. Saddam
right.
had the fourth largest army. China,
right.
Russia, and the United States had the other three largest armies, and we beat the fourth largest, meaning they were hundreds of thousands of men laying their arms down. We bombed them consistently. So how did we beat the fourth largest army in the world, but we can't beat 50,000 guys?
Let me go to the first part of your question, Bernard, because that's a good one. Because we don't have the will to do it. We have the capability to do it. We don't have the will to do it. Or at least right now. I think the American people understand the threat, but there is this sense, and I'm going to let Bernard, we'll get back to your second part in a moment. The lack of will here is significant, Chris.
It's powerful. The other thing is that the lack of political will to arm the Peshmerga, the Kurdish military, which are actually the boots on the ground right now, maybe 150,000 Kurdish fighters facing ISIS, but they don't have the weapons they need. When we were there on the front lines, consistently they told us, please, pleading with the U.S., please give us the weapons we need to fight ISIS. ISIS actually had better weapons from them because they got U.S. military equipment from the Iraqis.
So, Jordan, what is the sense of what exactly an authorization will look like that would give the right kind of ability to the President of the United States?
Well, you know, they're very simple, actually, when you're talking about Congress doing this, and usually very broad. And President Obama has been critical, you know, of the authorizations for use of military force from 2001 and 2003. Those are still in effect. That's why he's able to fight the battles. That's why they're able to drop the bombs and the airstrikes that they're using now. It could be a very general specific to ISIS, but that this is an authorization to use the force necessary to destroy and eliminate the threat from the Islamic State. I mean, it could be basically that simple. And what the president tried to do is use all of this nuance and all of these, again, limiting language so that basically they could say this is only the extent, this is how far we can go and that's it. Now, there was still some gray area there. That's common here, but it can be a little bit clearer in the sense that we're giving you this authorization. Congress can go back and change the language if necessary, but it's really just to empower the executive branch and the president leading that as a commander-in-chief to be able to come up with the strategies and implement those strategies in an effective way.
But we're signaling, or the president's signaling to the enemy, that we're not really going to engage you. And this came from his speech on the authorization for use of military force. This is the speech of what we will not do. Listen to number 30.
I'm convinced that the United States should not get dragged back into another prolonged ground war in the Middle East. That's not in our national security interest, and it's not necessary for us to defeat ISIL.
All the military experts say, Chris, that it is necessary. You're going to have ground troops to defeat ISIS.
Yeah, and I think that's what the Kurdish military was saying as well. They have the air campaign has blunted the advance of ISIS, but it can only go so far. And you have to have the boots on the ground. And how many they are, that's a remains to be seen. But you need to commit yourself. And like you said, you can't tell your enemy what you're not going to do.
What has there been a sense that, you know, ISIS is doing horrific acts every day. Has their ground gaining stopped or been slowed down significantly?
It's been slowed down, but there are other places that they are gaining ground.
Right.
I mean, down in central Iraq, they're not too far from in a U.S. Army base or an army base with U.S. Marines.
Yeah. How close are they?
The last I heard was about 5 miles.
So you're talking about at the doorstep.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. This is very, very, very dangerous. And again, I think just the president's out of touch with this. All right, let's take another phone call. Jordan, who do we have next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Don calling in from Arizona on line 5. Don, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Don.
Hi. I understand the threat with ISIS and everything, but in my opinion, we can't fight the enemy abroad until we deal with the enemy here at home. And in particular, the traitor in chief.
Well, let me tell you. I don't think the president's a traitor. Here's what I think, Don. I think the president's got a worldview that is very different from mine, and from a lot of people. And what that means is he's implementing policies that he thinks somehow will be beneficial when his FBI director is saying we've now got operations in all 50 states because there's these cell groups or potential cell groups right here in the United States of America. So I think part of this, Jordan, is a bit of I wouldn't say the president's naive. I think it's intentional, but the impact of it, the negative impact of his policies, we're feeling right here.
I think it's this belief in that ideology that the president came into and failing to shift the ideology, shift the strategy, even with these face of these threats. So they are not willing to change and reform and maybe look at, okay, we're now dealing with a threat different. I came in as president. This terror threat is on the rise. I got my FBI director saying that this is the most violent terror group in the whole world. It's only, and this is still expanding, even while these airstrikes. Maybe it's time to change our thinking about where these threats come from, who is leading this charge, and how do we eliminate it. And yet they are beholden to an ideology. And there, you still see that in the statements made by the top people in the administration, the cabinet members like Secretary Kerry.
You tend to agree, Chris?
Yeah, exactly. One thing in the book we talk about is the fact that, Secretary Kerry talked about World War I and World War II. I think right. A better analogy historically would be the 1930s, around 1938, and the kind of enemy they face then, Nazism, we're facing Islamism right now. There's a quote that we put in the book by Winston Churchill, and I think it's the kind of leadership we need. We're facing the Battle of Britain, facing an onslaught by the Nazis. And he said, let us brace ourselves to our duties. And then he goes on to say, let men say in the future that this indeed was their finest hour. And I think this is the kind of inspiration we need at this time, an insight into what our enemies is and how we can respond.
Unfortunately, we're getting the exact opposite of that. I mean, I sense, if you study the Middle East, and we do a lot of work there, the fact that Chris is based there, the fact is what they understand is force. What they hope for is capitulation. And what they're getting right now is capitulation. And this is a failed policy that has got devastating and significant consequences. Jordan, do we have a time frame on a vote yet on the new authorization?
We don't. I mean, this is being debated right now as we speak on Capitol Hill. So this is the time to lend your voice because it's happening now. This is when the language is being put together. The White House has actually signaled they would be open to different language. So it's not, again, a unique situation. It's not a veto threat from President Obama or a refusal to sign this threat. They have said they're open to new language. So it's about Congress. And of course, listen, it's still, I think there's a lot of members of Congress that are weary that even if they give President Obama the authority, he won't get the job done, but they don't want to limit the military, and they certainly don't want to limit our future leaders either.
The book by Chris Mitchell, Middle East Bureau Chief for CBN News, is Destination Jerusalem, ISIS, Convert or Die, Christian Persecution and Preparing for the Days Ahead. It is available at Amazon. It's also available at DestinationJerusalemBook.com. We've got a link up on our website. Thanks, Chris, for being with us. We really appreciate it.
It's great to be with you,
as always. Again, folks, we want you to sign this petition. It's now exceeded 110,000, so we're on our way to the goal of 125,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And I encourage you to take direct action here. Have your voice heard. Stand up for this. We don't need a third term of foreign policy failures. And this resolution the president proposes binds a year of the next presidency. And that we don't have a year. We don't have 18 months. We've got to act now. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Like us on Facebook. And don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org.
As ISIS keeps advancing, now is not the time to tie our hands. The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to send a clear message. Say no to President Obama's failed policies. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.